Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So imagine with me this morning an ancient Christian legend set in the wilds of Egypt, east of the Nile. In this jutting finger of desert, a lonely monk struggles up the side of a ravine. He seeks someone to teach him heaven's life. He seeks someone wild enough to hold this world lightly. The monk has searched Egypt's delta, looking for a spark of holiness to embody. He has scoured chariots and chancel, courtyard and country, for a sight of heaven's fire on earth. And yet so many empty lives, so many bored sighs in the darkness. Where is the weight, that wild moor that feeds the human soul? So tendrils of brush tear at the monk's ragged clothes, and heat from the rocks radiates through his rope sandals. A dust devil slews past. He gains the ridge, and the monk shades his eyes and squints towards a line of hills blooming in the distance. His mind calculates. He'll be there about nightfall. And then there will be that half-hour climb to that lip of rock on the south side where they say, just beneath, there's the shallow cave that crawls inward like a jagged navel. The monk drops his hand and continues his journey. And by the time he reaches the cave, the stars already do sing their milky anthems. He swallows hard. Might this strange place bear the answer? Might he finally catch a glimpse of heavenly citizenship? God's fire on earth. Well, in our epistle reading this morning, sisters and brothers, St. Paul ponders our heavenly citizenship and living into that heavenly citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven, he writes, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we are a people destined for glory, called to live into that glory. But if we are honest, sometimes we're not quite sure what that looks like or what that means. How do we go about being Jesus' people in this dark world? How do we walk the rhythm of heaven with hell's bored darkness all around us? How do we live for a future beyond death? And so we begin our journey across our own Egyptian wasteland. We search our workplaces, our homes, and our hobbies for something more. The sight of heaven's fire on earth. What it looks like to live into heavenly citizenship. We scour the lives of checkout clerks, priests, pediatricians, and truck drivers. We seek someone to teach us heaven's fire, heaven's life. We seek someone wild enough to hold this world lightly. And yet so many empty lives, so many bored sighs in the darkness. Well, there's Uncle Bob and Aunt Matilda huddled in front of their TV. Football and Netflix are their only comfort in life and in death. A few desperate hours of relief from the drawing darkness. And there's Marcy, who spends all of her hours off obsessing about Caesar and his coin. And there's Joe, clamoring for the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, never satisfied. And where is the weight, the wild moor that feeds the human soul? We look. What does heavenly citizenship look like? And as we cross our own Egyptian delta, St. Paul's Philippian hearers join us in the search. Like us, they see so many empty lives, so many bored sighs in the darkness. And St. Paul nods. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. And with us, the Philippians ask, where is that weight, that something more that feeds the human soul? How does one live in the light of heaven? What does heavenly citizenship look like? Our legend of the monk doesn't end there at the cave mouth in the darkness. It doesn't end with an eternal search for a spark of heavenly citizenship. No, instead, a smoky rushlight flickers inside the cave. Abba Joseph? The monk looks around. He plants that honorific before the monk's, or I should say the recluse's name, Father, Abba. He's been told that's the man's name, Abba Joseph. A portion of the cave leans forward out of the darkness. The whites of eyes appear. The voice rasps, "Yes." The monk nods at the old man before him, almost more rock than human. The angled features proclaim long years fought in the desert. "Abba, I come for a word." "Go on." The old man settles back into the shadows. Only his nose and forehead catch the light. "Abba, as far as I can, I say my little office, I fast a little, I pray and I meditate. I live in peace, and as far as I can, I purify my thoughts. What else can I do?" What does heavenly citizenship look like? And at this, the old man breaks away from the wall and lurches outside on knocked knees. The monk follows. The old man, Abba Joseph, raises his gnarled hands to the stars. His wild eyes dance in the moonlight. His hands probably as well, waving back and forth. "If you will, you can become all fire." And at this, his 10 gnarled fingers ignite. 10 lamps of fire blazing with heavenly glory. And the monk gasps at the vision of heavenly citizenship. Sisters and brothers, as we cross this barren wasteland, we too come to our own small cave below the lip of the rock on the south side. "Abba, I come for a word. I pray a little. I go to church. I drop 10 bucks into the homeless man's cup. But what else can I do?" What does heavenly citizenship look like? Is it even possible? And at this, a tiny figure breaks from the wall, almost more rock than human. St. Paul's gnarled fingers reach towards the heavens. In a flash, 10 lamps blaze before our eyes. "Brethren, join in imitating me and mark those who so live as you have an example in us." Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly body to be glorious like his body, by the power which enables him even to subject all things to himself. And so this morning, sisters and brothers, the triune God gives all of us, Philippians and Jacksonians and Abba Joseph, an old man with twisted fingers blazing with heaven's fire. God gives us someone who walks heaven's rhythm in the midst of hell's bored darkness, St. Paul, and all of the saints who come after him. In one sense, their lives and our lives are all ordinary, right? Eating, drinking, living. And yet those who we behold in this moment are alight with Jesus' future fire. All they do is done with the weight of glory. Here are people whose wild lives are alive. People to imitate, to pattern our lives after. The 19th century Anglican priest Isaac Williams put it this way. He said, "Thus has God been pleased not only to afford us a perfect pattern in his Son, but in his apostles also, living examples to the flock, in men subject to like infirmities and passions as we are. They shine like lights in the world amidst the darkness that surrounds us, living by a higher rule, and as it were, walking in heaven." This morning, the triune God guides us to people we can imitate, our own Abba Josephs, people whose lives shine with heavenly citizenship. This is what you could be. This is what you can be. This is who you are in Jesus. Live like me. Live like me. Who is your Abba Joseph this morning? Who have you seen lift their fingers heavenward to catch a light with heaven's fire? Who has shown you what it means to live a heavenly life? Is it a grandmother, a stepfather, a boss, a friend, a cousin? If you don't have an Abba Joseph, if you don't see someone who there's something about them that they hold this world lightly and they pattern for you what it means to live the Jesus life in the darkness, pray for one. God has a way of guiding us through the desert to that cave. And sometimes it's the last person you expect who steps out from the side of the rock. And when they lift their fingers to heaven, those fingers blaze forth with Christ's glory. God gives us people to pattern our lives after. People who show us what it means to live a heavenly life. And that is grace. His continued pure love and goodness to us. His gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.